VIA Foundation is an independent Czech foundation committed to helping citizens engage in the development of their communities and boosting philanthropy in the Czech Republic. Established in 1997, it has supported over 4,900 projects in Czech communities. I spoke with Jiří Bárta, who led VIA for 22 years, about its beginnings, its achievements in helping to transform Czech society, and the art of giving.
When we started basically 23 years ago, it was still only a couple of years after Velvet Revolution of 1989, and we lived in a society that basically had pretty deep scars of the totalitarian regime. So it was not easy for people to meet their neighbors and talk to their neighbors and engage in public affairs. And maybe I should mention that VIA Foundation is a program continuation of a Czech office of American Foundation that was set up many, many years ago in 1990. And we basically try to took the best of the American philanthropy and Canadian philanthropy and UK philanthropy and really bring it to the Czech Republic, because we really wanted people not to care only about their private lives, but also to look around in their towns and cities and really begin thinking about what can I do as individual to make a place where I live better, and what can I do for my fellow citizens or my neighbors. So those were the beginnings. It was not easy.
When you came and you found the situation where basically people were used to just looking after themselves, how difficult was it to engage them in community affairs? And what was the main factor in kickstarting the process? How did you get them to change?
Yeah, well, basically, back then, people would really strongly believe, and by the way, it's to some extent it's true even today, people would believe that it is the state, it is the national government, maybe it is the mayor of my town who is responsible for the well-being of my life and of the community. And we tried to change that attitude. And basically, we pretty early on, we realized that it's a very good idea. Let's imagine a small town or a village. And typically, when we go back to 1997, 1998, there would be a lack of public spaces where people could meet and to do joint activities in the town. And quite often, this would be the reason why people came together in the first place. So we basically, as a foundation, we tried to help them to revitalize some public space that was unused or in disrepair. And that was the tangible change we tried to help them with. But at the same time, we knew that something intangible is happening in that community, so that people would meet their neighbors, people would start talking to each other, people would slowly, through those tangible changes in their communities, people would slowly regain trust among themselves. And so basically, we would always look for some tangible opportunities, knowing that those intangible, invisible things, like trust among the people, are equally important as those tangible changes in those towns and villages.
What kind of projects have taken place over these 20 years, more than 20 years now?
Well, basically each and every year, VIA Foundation would support more than 200 community projects throughout the Czech Republic. And basically a typical project would be basically the one I described, that maybe people say, well, there is some piece of cultural heritage that used to be beautiful and well used in my town, but during the communism it really fell in disrepair, and we come together as volunteers and we try to bring it back to life. Or there is a lack of public space and we would like to change it. So basically, those motivations why people come together to improve life in their communities, they are different, but what's really happening is that people meet as people, and people realize that they can take their personal responsibility for making the life better in their community, and that they don't have to wait for the government to step in. So basically, it's bringing the notion of this private action for public benefit, and this is one of the lessons we took in the Anglo-Saxon world, where people don't tend to wait for governments to make their lives better. And so this is what we've been trying to do.
Is it easier now with the young generation that was born in the free?
Absolutely. So when you look at the generation, let's say people who are 30 or over 30. Quite often they studied
abroad somewhere.
Abroad, and they bring back to Czech towns and cities, and they sort of, they would like to bring a little bit of that community spirit to the Czech Republic, and they definitely succeeded. And also there is something interesting. So when we talk about generation, let's say 50 plus, those people would tend to leave the town for weekends. You know, they would spend, somehow they would create their little private bubbles in their summer houses and those little cottages in the countryside. Somehow they would live Monday till Friday in the city, and then weekends they would live this different life. While the young generation, they basically decided that it's my town, it's the city of Prague or city of Pilsen or city of Brno, where I'm going to live throughout the week, throughout the year. And so they try to make those towns and cities basically for life, not only for weekdays and or weekends, but for their entire lives. So this is a huge change, and with the young generation, it's much, much easier.
You also encourage charity. How generous are Czechs in giving to charity?
Well, it's becoming much, much better. Actually, we track the numbers since 2000, and when we look at those numbers back then and today, we Czechs are, we basically tripled the volume of charitable giving over the past almost 20 years, which is wonderful. When we look at the big data, the trend in charitable giving, and when I say charitable giving, I mean giving by individuals and giving by companies and corporations and foundations. The trend, basically, it grows faster than the GDP per capita in the Czech Republic, which is very encouraging. And in typical years, let's say if there is no crisis, Czech people tend to be very generous to social and health issues. And surprisingly, maybe, a lot of giving is motivated by helping to animals also, which I think is pretty normal in many societies. But it is the sick children and health and social issues that basically attract the most attention in typical years. And then when something like the COVID pandemic happens, of course, that changes the giving in the country.
Do they need to see the last person or animal at the end of the chain that they're helping? Do they trust collections?
Good question. Of course, the majority of people, well, there are many types of donors, but I'm going to, you know, in very simplistic way, I'm going to describe two types of donors. One of them really wants to see the individual child or the animal. And those donors need to understand that my donation, small or big, gets directly to this child or to this person or to this animal, and they really need to personalize this object of their help. And there are other donors, and typically those donors give more sizable gifts, and they think about their giving as an investment, as a philanthropic investment. And let's say those donors are maybe more challenging in a way, and let's say they think about how do we change the system of education in the Czech Republic. So they are willing to consider advocacy projects and, you know, maybe democracy-minded projects. So they typically donate bigger amounts of money, larger amounts of money, and they look for systemic change. And I think those are two distinct types of donor motivations. Either I look for systemic change, or I just want to help one individual or one animal or one kid.
And which is stronger in the Czech Republic? I suppose that the systemic change, that's probably more companies helping rather than individuals probably tend to help individuals, don't they?
No, actually, surprisingly, this is not necessarily the case. It is the major donor. So donors, we call major donors, donors who give sizable amounts, let's say, they give in hundreds of thousands Czech crowns or sometimes in millions of Czech crowns. So it is the typically individual donors who basically philanthropically invest into systemic changes. Companies sometimes do that, but companies are, let's say, more, they think much more about whether the kind of systemic change really matches nicely with their, with their corporations or their brand name.
Agenda.
Yeah, agenda. While individual donors, if my passion is that I love environment, I'm going to be very generous in donating to preventing climate change. If I have small kids and they go to public school and I'm not really satisfied with how the public school operates, I might consider my gift to make some systemic change in the educational system in the Czech Republic. So surprisingly, it is individual donors, which I think is a wonderful news from the Czech Republic.
And do Czechs help abroad as well in poor countries, countries struck by natural disasters? Are they responsive to need abroad?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that those fantastic organizations like People in Need or ADRA and others, the Czech charity, they could talk about that Czech people are pretty generous when some disaster happens abroad, that in those situations Czechs really are willing to open their wallets and donate. And I think it's a wonderful news.
The VIA Foundation, you publish a journal on philanthropy titled The Art of Giving. So mm-hmm. What is the art of giving on a very personal level? How does it enrich you to give? And why would you advise people who haven't done so yet to start to try giving, sharing, helping others?
Well, wonderful question. I think number one is to realize that giving is a very personal thing, and that I should, as a donor, as a person, as a human being, I should really think about what is it I care about in this world? What is it that wakes me up at 5 a.m. in the morning, or what is it that makes me really joyful in this world? And those notions, what I care about, how I spend my free time, this is what really can provide good leads to my charitable giving. If somebody is, as we talked about it, if somebody really cares about environment, then probably environmental issues is what's going to be driving my donations. If somebody cares about animal well-being, then those donors will follow their dreams. So realizing that it's very personal and asking deeply, what is it I care about? And then you don't need to try to find the best use for my charitable Czech crowns or charitable euros, but basically asking what is it I care about. And saying that, there is nothing like the best universal giving for everybody. There are just many, many types of giving, as there are many, many types of donor motivations and donors in each and every country. And this is what we try to introduce to people, that maybe it's more art than science, even though, as every human activity, one needs to think about why am I giving to this charity or to this cause. But it's more personal than we typically admit.
Jiří Bárta from VIA Foundation, thank you very much for your time and for your good work.
Thank you so much.